Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help rosacea by improving lymph flow and circulation. This is something that's affecting a lot of people, and most people don't even know they have it. Your health problems, including rosacea, have a common contributing factor, cellular waste building in the body or brain, creating inflammation and disease. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to improve how you feel physically and mentally. We all deserve to feel good. For over two decades, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I wrote a book 11 years ago, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, how acid waste in our body is limiting our lymphatic system and we're filling with cellular waste. And everything I wrote 11 years ago, research is finding out now. A lot of our health problems is due to cellular waste, including rosacea. I developed work called LymphPractic that I use in Scottsdale that gets to the root cause of most health problems. We're filling with cellular waste. I activate your lymphatic system. I make you feel super relaxed. But over a few sessions, it removes or helps to break down this cellular waste, and you start feeling much better. We get oxygen to your cells. We get nutrition to your cells. And we get waste away from your cells, and they do much better. It doesn't matter if you're not in Arizona. Contact me if you have any health problems. I help people really everywhere. It doesn't matter, nationally, internationally. With Skype, we can really make contact anywhere. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment plant, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness and having a healthier and happier life. Now, many people with rosacea only have mild redness and are never formally diagnosed or treated. And you see it. You may have people in your family. You may even have it. Now, there's no test for rosacea, but if you have red irritated skin on your nose, cheeks, forehead, and chin, and you know it's very evident right down the center of the face, you most probably have rosacea. In extreme cases, the nose can become red, swollen, and bumpy. This is really all about inflammation and stagnation of fluid due to a lymphatic system being blocked. So in medical terms, rosacea is a long-term skin condition that typically affects the face. It results in redness, pimples, swelling, and small and superficial dilated blood vessels. The rosacea cause is really unknown. Risk factors are believed to include a family history of the condition. Factors may potentially worsen the condition are heat, exercise, sunlight, cold, spicy food, alcohol, menopause, psychological stress. Stress will really always make us very acidic and toxic, or steroid cream can actually irritate the skin. So to me, having an understanding of the lymphatic system and pH, whether we're acid or alkaline, rosacea and the redness we see is really about limited circulation and inflammation. The lack of circulation is from the buildup of cellular waste in the skin. Every day, 500 million cells die, and that's on a good day. If you're taking steroids, you're taking antibiotics, and often for rosacea, we're given a lot of antibiotics. This is making more cellular waste. Now, the cellular waste is parts of cells that don't get absorbed well by the veins or the lymphatic system, and they become like log jams in a river. So think about your blood vessels becoming filled with log jams, little pieces of cells that just block their ability to move blood. Well, we remove these log jams or get them to start flowing. If you've ever seen an old newsreel where these loggers are on a river and they move one log and a log jam just opens up. And that's what we have to do in the body. We have to open up the circulation by improving the removal of waste, these log jams. So the superficial lymphatic system, and there are two different levels. We have a superficial lymphatic system, which is right under your skin, and then we have a deeper flow that's everywhere in your muscles, around your bones, in your blood vessels, in your organs. But the superficial lymph flow is really dependent on breathing. And if you touch your skin, just gently touch it without making an indent, that's where your superficial lymphatic system is. So we have to know that when we have any problem with our skin, from swelling, from redness, from irritation, from little blisters, this is all due to the lymphatic system. So, and the most important thing about the superficial lymphatic system is that it's mostly dependent on deep breathing. So if you look around, we're mostly shallow breathers. I see this in my classes all the time when I do lectures. You know, and even after I tell people to take deep breaths, later on, nobody's deep breathing. So by not taking deep breaths, we're not moving fluid through our body. Now, we have to understand circulation, lymph flow in the body, and how it moves to understand how rosacea is about lack of circulation. Now, lymph flow in the whole body has specific flows. Everything moves up to the neck, and the face, everything moves down. But in the face, it has even more specific flows. If you were to draw a line down from the center of your forehead to the center of your chin, the lymph flow flows from this line to either side of your face, left or right. And it flows down to your jaw, then down to your neck, and then down to your shoulders. Well, in 1920, Dr. Miller wrote, when the lymphatic system becomes compromised, interstitial fluid and waste can build below the blocked area. So in this case, when the shoulders or neck become tight, it can back up cellular waste and acidic fluid into the skin of the face, creating inflammation and toxicity. So everything in the face, the fluid must flow down to the neck. When we get tight in our shoulders, or the one little lymph vessel on either side of your neck that must take all the lymph, there's one vessel on either side of your neck, must take all the lymph in the body. When that gets congested with little pieces of cells or just gets constricted, then it backs up. And in the face, it backs up into the face or into your jaw or into your tongue or into your nose or into your eyes. So wherever you have least circulation. Now, there are many medications for rosacea, from antibiotics to steroids, to relieve the inflammation, but they're just relieving the symptom. They have drawbacks. Antibiotics create more cellular waste in your body, antibiotic, anti-life, and steroids really stop your lymphatic system and create more waste building in your body. Later, I'll talk about natural remedies like balancing the pH of your body by cleaning up your diet, taking a few alkalizing supplements like magnesium, potassium, adding probiotics and systemic enzymes. Most important is receiving lymph drainage therapy sessions to manually open up circulation in your face and neck, or you can learn how to manually drain lymph in your face. These all help reduce inflammation and toxicity to help you better control rosacea without adverse side effects of medications. We have to consider how an acidic pH, and that's whether we're acid, our tissues become acid or alkaline, or are they in balance, can also congest the lymphatic system. And that's what my book is really all about, how when we're acidic, our lymph flow constricts, and then waste that's supposed to be picked up, and not just waste, our immunocompetent cells that have to return back to the blood, can't get into the lymph system and can't be returned back. Over the past 40 years, there have been 30 or more books on how acid is creating most of our diseases. In Alkalize or Die by Theodore Baroudi, M.D., he writes, lymph fluid flows best in an alkaline medium. When the body is overly acidic, it slows, creating one of the most chronic, life-threatening situations. The plethora of diseases that could occur because of hindered lymph flow and increased tissue acid storage are astounding. And rosacea is about tissue getting filled with acid, irritating the skin. So if you're overly acidic, your lymphatic system constricts. This limits its ability to clean the tissues, and you can fill with fluid, acid waste, proteins, cholesterol, hormones, and toxins, which will irritate the skin and limit the skin's health, the cell's health. Remember, everything is about cells in our body. And there's no doubting many people are overly acidic. Annual sales of antacids and PPIs and Prilosec have surpassed $50 billion a year. Unfortunately, we treat acid in the body as a digestive issue rather than acid damaging the cells that make up everything in your body. And in rosacea, it's your skin. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, making you toxic, tired, and sick. And really, it's the basis of every health problem that we have. And research is showing that today. Diabetes has been linked to cellular waste building in the pancreas. Insomnia is about cellular waste. Parkinson's, Huntington's disease have all been linked to cellular waste. So we have to start seeing how most of our health problems are about cellular waste. Before I talk about rosacea, I just want to remind you that I work with clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues. I really specialize in the brain in Scottsdale, Arizona, for Lymph Practic, a fully closed session. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach clients all over the world, and everyone benefits from understanding how to improve their balance, to improve their lymph system and improve their lymph flow. Contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation, or to get your life back on track. So how do we help rosacea? Like every other health problem, we have to improve circulation. But with rosacea, we have to be very careful, because the skin is fragile. You have damaged blood vessels, and if we're too aggressive, if you're seeing a therapist who's too aggressive, that can make further damage. So we want to start off very lightly. Number one, we want to balance the pH of the body and manually improve lymph flow to improve circulation. An acidic pH constricts the body and limits lymph flow. A balanced pH or slightly alkaline pH of about 7.2 improves lymph flow and circulation. It's really about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. It takes months for the skin to get better, so we have to start thinking this on a daily basis. A more alkaline diet, yes, fruits and vegetables. You hear me talk about it all the time. Remember, I did not like fruits and vegetables, but I've learned to know that we need to eat more of them. They help to open up our lymph flow and clean our body. Alkaline supplements, magnesium, potassium, daily exercise to improve circulation, and for some of you, deep breathing may be the exercise that you need to start with. Good posture. If you're slouching all the time in a chair or studying or in front of a computer, then you're backing up the lymph in your face because you're limiting. That slouching stops your lymph flow. And lymphatic drainage sessions really are so important in helping to manually improve circulation, to improve waste, and improve nutrition in and around the cell. The first step is, of course, limiting processed food and sugar. How can we get healthy and still eat the same foods? And I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm talking about just being a little better. Start eating more alkaline foods. Look at what foods and beverages are you eating now and start adjusting. Are they too acid or too alkaline? Do you take medications? Many medications deplete magnesium in the body. This has been proven. So if you're taking 3 to 5 medications, and some people take more, then those are helping to add to your acidity, and we need to balance those. And we do it with more alkalinizing supplements, more alkaline foods, fruits and vegetables. So everything has to be balanced. Whatever we do in our life and we put in our body has to be balanced, because most of them make us acidic. My idea of detoxification is very different. Help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation. In my office, I do this over 3 or 4 weeks. We do a few sessions during those weeks, and it's amazing. We create a tsunami that makes a big wave through the body. And again, with rosacea, we want to be gentle, but it helps. Really, most of your problems are going to get better by getting a few lymphatic drainage sessions and changing your diet. So you can do the same at home by taking a couple of alkalinizing supplements like magnesium. Omega-3 oils have been shown to really help the skin. Curcumin helps to reduce inflammation. Epsom salt and baking soda baths really help to improve circulation and to balance your pH. And also adding a healthy moisturizer to keep moisture in the skin is really very important. But I want to talk about systemic enzymes. I like Fibrenza. These are enzymes that are going to go into the body, make many cellular activities work better, but they're going to break down cellular waste to improve lymph flow, circulation, and natural detoxification. So it really is about personal commitment. What are you willing to do for the next 3 months? Remember, it's not about being perfect. Have a cheat day here and there. But understand, when you're not eating good, then you're going to sort of fall back a little bit. But the better you get at it, the more you balance, the better you will feel. So start eating a more alkaline diet of fruits and vegetables, daily exercise, deep breathing, good posture, and you'll see you'll improve. Make sure you are well hydrated. Your skin needs water, and make sure your water has minerals in it. If it's reverse osmosis or water that's distilled, add minerals to it. If you don't have an acid alkaline food chart, go to my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com or lymphman.com. On the bottom, there is a PDF. There's a link to it. Thursday's show will be on how to help eye pain or eye lesions with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.